Senior politicians from Poland's ruling Law and Justice Party have distanced themselves from a controversial proposal now to ban abortion. This follows massive street protests with thousands of people, mostly women, boycotted work, classes and even chores this week. Poland already has one of Europe's most restrictive abortion laws, but the government had proposed to make those laws even stricter by banning the procedure, even in cases of rape or incest. Anna Karaszewska is the vice chair of the Polish Women's Congress. She's in Warsaw. Anna, thanks very much for joining us.
Good morning. It's my pleasure.
Anna, the Polish Prime Minister, it's a woman, Beata Szydło, has distanced herself from a proposal to tighten the abortion laws, and some of her cabinet colleagues have too. Is this a significant development and is this a change?
Since we have the populists and fundamentalists in the Polish government who are under a big pressure from the Catholic Church and ultra-conservative organizations like Ordo Iuris. Ordo Iuris is international ultra-conservative organization. They supported a civic bill of a total abortion ban to be proceeded in a parliament. And such bill, prepared by Ordo Iuris, this international fundamental organization, have been proposed as a civic initiative many times before, but every government rejected this until now, when we have this fundamental government and where they are under the pressure, so they are afraid of the Catholic Church position on this. So they decided to proceed this bill and at the same time reject another civic bill to liberalize existing very restrictive abortion bill anyway.
Okay, now the pressure the government came under was a petition largely of 450,000 signatures demanding changes to the abortion laws. Can you give us a sense of how dramatic those changes were?
You mean the changes in a bill, or what happens in a parliament at the moment?
No, the proposed changes to the abortion laws, okay, which are already restrictive in Poland.
Yeah, and actually in Poland there is no legal abortion right. So abortion is allowed only in three cases, when it's a result of rape, incest, or where the severe damages are diagnosed. And the abortion is not penalized. And this Ordo Iuris proposal wants to implement a total abortion ban. Even if you can imagine 12-year-old girl who is raped by her father will be forced to give a birth to the child, or a woman who is diagnosed with severe fetus damages will be also forced to give a birth. And even if the woman health is on a high risk, and moreover, the abortion will be penalized and women are threatened to be imprisoned up to 5 years, and physicians will be threatened in prison up to 5 years when there is unintentional miscarriages. Then the penalization might be decrease up to 3 years.
Right.
So you can see that such proposal is extremely draconian and barbarian, and the Polish women protested on last Monday in all over the Poland, not only big cities but also small villages and small cities, to express their furious and anger against such a draconian policy, against treating women as an instrument and forcing women to give a birth, even if they face up a very dramatical situation.
Yes.
So and this is the first time when...
I was just going to say, these protests you mentioned there, I've seen some of the photos, the women have turned out in their tens and tens of thousands. it does appear as though the government has been shocked into a background over into a back down overnight. The Prime Minister says, "I want to say very loudly and clearly, the government of law and justice was not working and is not working on any law that would change the currently binding regulations." Does that reassure you? Do you think this matter will now disappear, or what do you think is going on?
Actually, today there was the first reading of this barbarian draft bill in the parliamentary committee on human rights and justice, and Law and Justice Party decided to reject this draft bill, and tomorrow in a parliament they will be voting on this position of the Committee of Human Rights and Justice. But so we can say that such a mass protest and rising consciousness of pro-choice among Polish women and men is successful, because we see that the government step back a bit. However, there is a high risk that, first of all, the Law and Justice will propose their own bill. They call it a compromise, which definitely will be not a compromise, because what they intend to do is to implement the abortion ban in a case when the severe damages, fetus damages, are diagnosed.
Right.
So if this is a truth, it will mean a torture, physical and psychological, for women. So we don't know what happened at the moment. Just Law and Justice realize that they don't want to have women and the growing population against such a brutal policy. But we should be aware that at the same time they are under a big pressure from the Catholic Church, ultra-conservatives and religious fanatics in Poland. So I think that they don't resign from proposing their own bill, which will be anyway more restrictive than existing abortion ban.
All right, Anna, well, we'll keep an eye on this story. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much. It was great to talk to you.
Anna Karaszewska is the vice chair of the Polish Women's Congress, speaking from Warsaw. They were one of the groups that led these mass protests in 60 cities across Poland.